Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell for Good, the international
call. Interface complete.
Where my motherfucking U-Haul boys at? Dirty game, go yam.
Them hoes ain't nothing. No, always chasing out there. Lies out they mouth. Dick in my mouth, dick in my mouth. Them hoes ain't nothing. Always chasing it out there. Lies out they mouth. Dick in my mouth, dick in my mouth. Fuck round, nigga, go up the road. You done slipped, young nigga, and lost your hope. She cried and tried, live to the end. Not a bitch. County jail for the hoes in the street, she had a story to tell. Drove all your whips, spent all your cash in the club every night, steady shaking it. Running around like a fiend, always chasing it. Is it money? Is it fame? Or a big old dick? I said it once, I'll say it again. I'm thinking hoes ain't shit, that ain't never been. Hoes ain't no shit. Always chasing it, steady chasing. Lies out they mouth.
Quick lid. I gotta stack quick. Break it on down. I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip. Bankroll so big. Hold
gotta keep it pushing, man. Money to the ceiling. I'm on the shoulder, pimping hoes, or even drug dealing. Freaks to the ceiling, man. I must be a mason. Ain't telling shit, bitch. Call Perry Mason. Unsolved mystery. I'm about to let it jump a chain. Indicators weak. Yeah, I'm about to let my nuts hang. Round city records, and we do it. B.I.G. Spinning things on the charger. Got your bitch all in me. What the fuck you talking about? Your studio gang can't never kill shit, so I'ma call you Wayne. I got the right girl, and it's going for the lower round here. Crab City is a slight chance of snow. I got the snipers on the roof, my trap is hater proof. Use your money right your heater tight, I'm ripping up the booth. I got the snipers on the roof, my trap is hater proof. Use your money right your heater tight, I'm ripping up the booth.
Yeah,
money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bank roll so big. Hoes, I'm a dick. Trying to get a quick lick. I got a stock quick. Break it on down, I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bank roll so big. Hoes, I'm a dick. Trying to get a quick lick. I got a stock quick. Break it on down, I'ma sell it this shit. Give me your number, yeah, I'ma hit you right back. I got a bet, I call a nigga, only two stacks. I gotta get my cheese up, money over everything. What the fuck I look like, where's the pocket chain? Just bought a new whip on a Nana Dane. Just left the studio with the hit man. Yeah, I need to slow down, but I love ball. Hoes love me so much, they take me through them all. Bitches come a dime a dozen like a crater egg. Did it sitting small, but she got some big legs. This looking juicy, so I call that bitch Lucy. Trying to get decent when she on that Gucci. Call me up for heels, cause I made them hoes back. I will a fortune dick, cause I bet they make a bet. I better yes, split because my money so long. When I finish this track, we'll be singing this song. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip. Bank roll so big. Hoes, I'm a dick. Trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack queen. Break it on down. I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip. Bank roll so big. Hoes, I'm a dick. Trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack queen. Break it on down. I'ma sell it this shit.
Hey, what the big three, homie? I ain't gotta sag my pants to show my ass. I've been hood. Hey, JP, holla at I'm a hater, baby. Three a nigga fuck with me. Fuck boys, they hate me. Swag hater, proof.
Thinking of freaky ways we can play, like making love in a jacuzzi. Been by the D-O-X, D-C-X, we're killing S-C-S-C-X. That's what's next, I've been known that there be red. Been by the D-O-X, D-C-X, we're feeling tipsy, S-C-X. That's what's next, after sipping on that there be red.
For the ladies, man. Y'all mind if I tell the truth a little bit? Just a little bit? Look here.
Can't live with it. Can't live with it. Can't live with it.
Damn,
still
can't live with
it. Can't live with it. Can't live with it. Can't live with it.
Damn, still can't live with
it. Can't live with it. Can't live with it.
Damn, still can't live with
it. I can't live with it. I can't live with them,
damn,
so can't live without them. And I can vouch for a player, I can't even doubt. I know I talk a lot of shit, but I got love for y'all. I keep a gangster bitch, a bitch that like to drink Paul. Smoke weed, big colas in the fucking bucket. Smoke out a number ducking, out of two motherfuckers. Sure, black and mild, smoking ass fire, bitch. And if she like what you see, yeah, she'll grab your too. So if you got a girl, you better leave her ass at home. You dress right, game tight, she give you dome. The next day, straight up, I like she don't know your ass. She on a money mission now, play a school pass. You ain't got nothing to say, nigga, anyway. And that's the reason why she cut you on the first date. She care nothing about your car or your cheap chain. She gave you brain, she gave her brain, now that's the mind frame. You smoke the blood, she smoke the blood, we put some blood on. Shorty don't owe you shit, love it when you call a bitch. She just the letters in a jazzy ass outfit. How done, now I'm done, looking so good. Well, that's your baby mama, shorty, keep it so hood. It don't matter about the size, player, big or small. Long as she keep it gangsta, about that paper, she my dog. Long as she keep it gangsta, about that paper, she my goal. And if you hear a woman do, don't fuck with y'all. Just say your ass in the back, this song ain't for y'all. Yeah, if you hear a woman, bitch, I don't fuck with y'all. You're the soft nigga, you need to be don't call. Can't live with it, I can't live with it. Can't live with it,
damn, so can't live with it.
Can't live with it, I can't live with it. Can't live with it,
damn, so can't live with it.
Can't live with it, can't live with it. I can't live with it,
damn, so can't live with it.
I can't live with it, I can't live with it. Can't live with it,
damn, so can't live with it.
That hoe gon' get you killed,
kill.
That hoe gon' get you killed,
kill.
That hoe gon' get you killed, get you killed,
kill.
That hoe gon' get you killed,
kill.
That hoe gon' get you killed,
kill.
That hoe gon' get you killed, get you killed. Ah. So you broke, mommy, you need to hit the fucking club. Just shake that ass for a minute, I bet you get some bucks.
Benny and my niggas in Florida, we love to throw them down. Trickin' ass niggas, I throw the whole fucking wall. We care nothing about your bitch or your slutty pad. Only thing we care about is the way you move and bounce that ass. Hold you still broke, you what I call a slick hoe. Hey, security, please show her ass to the road. You see, I seen it and read it all over transcript. The way these niggas are sick, you get with your dog and dip. The way these niggas are sick, you get with your dog and slip. And it's fucked up, but that's just the way the game goes. Throw up a deuce, smoke a L, man, fuck them hoes. Chill with your boo, smoke a L, man, fuck them hoes. I'm concentrating on living good, staying out the fear. Gotta keep a gangsta bitch, a bitch that like to get bread. Can't live with, I can't live with, can't live with.
Damn, so can't live without.
Check them out at www.manarmorright.com. TheOfficialTwoManArmy.com or MySpace.com/TwoManArmy112. I'm on, well, first of all, let me welcome everybody to the show. And got a kind of different show for you today, you know what I'm saying? Regular Game Radio with your host, Captain Smell So Good. Starts with Smell of Pride. We focus on artist development and, you know, artist entertainer education and all that kind of good shit. Anything basically involving the music industry, you know what I'm saying? We trying to, that's our goal, to get artists into the industry safely. You know what I'm saying? Without having to go through the red tape bullshit or motherfucker pulling their dicks out or talking about, you know, fucking and sucking and all that dumb shit your way to the top. So what we're talking about today is the, and what I always talk about, is thinking outside the box, advertising and getting outside your comfort zone. And so the today's topic is the UK the way. I did a year in Germany, and from what motherfuckers kept telling me, that Europe is the place to go in order to break your music, you know what I'm saying, in order to really get your music out there to a vast amount of people that will actually listen to your music and not sit up here and tell you, oh, it's this, oh, it's that, you know what I'm saying, because like an asshole, someone's opinion, we all got one, you know what I'm saying. So today we're going to be focusing on, and I'm going to be bringing y'all a couple of websites and stuff to actually submit your music to. You know what I'm saying? And to get your music over to the UK. The United Kingdom is a European, I believe, a European and British Union, which is what forms up the United, which forms up the UK. But that means that you don't have just British people, you don't have just English people, you don't have just European people. You have a whole melting pot of people, just like here in the United States. We just assholes, and, you know what I'm saying? They trying to get music done, so that's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're going to be going into. So today's description of the show is promoting your music in the U.S. Is a beast. Come find out how to overcome that challenge. Promoting your music overseas and finding overseas contacts to get your music is a very important move in your entertainment career. It does not matter if the language or music is understood, because we as people love music for everything it brings to our heart, soul, and mind. You know what I'm saying? So, it you know, don't let the language barrier be a factor in you promoting your music and you sending your shit to China, you sending your shit to the Netherlands, you sending your shit to Bucharest, goddammit. I don't give a fuck where you sending it to. But don't let the fact that they don't speak the language there be the hindrance for you, you know what I'm saying, to expand your career. Good music is just that. People know good music. It doesn't have a specific sound, it doesn't have specific words, you know what I'm saying? Doesn't have anything specific about it. Good music is just that. Good fucking music. So we're gonna be concentrating today, taking to a couple of different websites. I got a baby contact or somebody who should be able to get some info out to you guys, you know what I'm saying, artists and other DJs looking to share music. I have a listener from named Sinai. He's from the Netherlands. So I mean, he's a direct person who I'm talking about that you need to be trying to get music to a network with. People who are already, you know what I'm saying, outside of your realm and your reaching capabilities, at least by phone. And, you know, thank the Lord for the World Wide Web of being able to bring all this together simultaneously. You know what I'm saying? Because we are all, like I say on Futuristic Fridays, we're living in the past, present, and future all at the same time. Until you can grasp that concept, you know what I'm saying, you ain't going to grasp the concept. And that's the basic thing about it. We'll go ahead and beam a couple of people up in here enjoying the show. And we're going to get to, I'm going to read you a couple of websites and a couple of little articles. Get Mr. Ashwood.
No sleep. What's happening?
Building. Oh, man, you know, just doing what I do, man. You know what I'm saying? Taking y'all to the next level.
Hell yeah.
That's what it's about. Let me put some, I'll put the income low in the background. Yeah, man. Has anybody ever told you to advertise over in the UK or try to get your music overseas?
Definitely. That's the move right there, just to get it worldwide, you know, but not in the UK specifically. But I had people like from Germany, Cali, contact me, Virginia, you know, just on, you know, networking on the internet. But I ain't meet nobody from the UK yet. The United Nutty Kingdom.
So what, and what was, you know, like your German contact, what were they basically saying? I mean, was it a DJ or artist?
Yeah, it was a DJ. It was a DJ. DJ, if I'm not mistaken, his name should be DJ Roscoe over in Germany. And basically, he hit me up on MySpace, you know, added me as a friend and everything, said they liked the music and everything. He sent me his email, and then I just sent him, you know, a few drops with my tracks. So I was just like, it was just big for me, like, wow, Germany, like, I was like, yeah, let's network.
Yeah, and you'll be surprised, man, that the youth of Germany, I ain't talking about the old world, you know what I'm saying, because you got an old world and you got the actual youth who are, you know, conforming more to the Western side of the world of living, you know what I'm saying? And that's why your music appeals. This is why I say your music appeals overseas. It's not because of the older school generation that was running things. It's because of the new generation that's running things and making the music progress. You know what I'm saying? So
they're
the ones that's actually listening to your music now, compared to, you know what I'm saying, the people of past time that might not have gave you a chance, you know what I'm saying, 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But even shit, 1996, you know what I'm saying? When I was there, it was unknown artists just booming. I mean, these niggas over here making money. You know what I'm saying? White people, black people, green people, it don't matter. Your genre of music is wanted overseas. Rock, country, rap, spoken word, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if it's good music, it has good content, and it can, you know, reach somebody, it's gonna sell, you know what I'm saying? Cause music is worldwide, you know what I'm saying? It's not just where it was created at, you know what I'm saying? It's worldwide. You send that music to Africa, and you know what I'm saying? You might even get a whole new different mix coming back at you. You might send it to the UK and get a whole different, you know what I'm saying, mix on it. Germany, get a whole different mix on it. It's not about changing the lyrics, you know what I'm saying? It's about changing the way that people want to hear it and making it so they can hear it. So if I got to put a fucking techno beat to your shit, but I can still, you know what I'm saying, in order for the crowd to jump to it, but I can do that successfully. What, you know what I'm saying, motherfuck the lyrics, because people going to be on, you know what I'm saying, still into your song.
Yeah, you ain't bullshitting when you say that, bro, because that's what he said. He said he needs some acapellas, too. I sent him some acapellas, so you know what that means. When they ask for the acapellas, that means they want to throw a beat to it. So,
that's another thing, man. I have to preach to artists out there. Listen, when you all go into the studio and you all pay for airtime, you have to get your vocals. That is very key. You get a lot of artists going to the studio, and then they leave out with just old finished, not even a finished track. I mean, the shit ain't even remastered. A motherfucker just put the shit together, laid it down for them, slapped it together, didn't do no mix down or nothing, and sent them out in the studio like it was a finished product. But then when I turn around and I ask, you know what I'm saying, for the vocals so I can go ahead and do a remix myself, you know what I'm saying, that's not available. Because then they go, oh, I got to go back to the studio. Then when you get back, all the dude lost the file. Kids, that, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole handful of bullshit. So you got to get your vocals. You get to get your total package coming out the door. You don't leave shit for nobody, not even an insert, goddammit. Get your fucking insert. You don't need them on the grind. And that is the focus of today's show. Getting your music over to the UK. Now, look, I got a website, right? This is one out of many that I'm going to be covering today, you know what I'm saying? Because the internet is your key to success. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Chanel Mail, UPS, GPS, whatever the fuck else. You know what I'm saying? The internet is your key. It is. It's your key to success, man. And right about now, let me get a little something in the background. You know, I'm going to keep my... don't forget, you know, Bobby Treacher's... Damn, I ain't... Oh, I got to fly. Hold on. I'm giving y'all some news in just a second. He got a show coming up. I'm going to talk about that, too. You know what I'm saying? And as far as doing shows... now, with you, you done a lot of shows. You know what I'm saying? You done a lot of shows around here and there. When did you come to the point where you just that you done, or are you at the point where you feel you've done too many shows here in Tampa?
Well, I think it started back in 2008. Like, that's when I really first got on the scene, and my whole goal from doing the shows was to get my stage presence up, you know what I'm saying, to get more comfortable on the stage. You know, so in 08 and 09, I was just doing shows every week. But once I got to the point where I felt I was comfortable and I had my stage presence, now it's time to do stuff big now. So I'm not really trying to just go out and just do any show. I want to do something that's big, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want a huge crowd, you know what I'm saying? But that's just to give streets what they want. They want to see you live. So that's why I still do shows, do a live. But I don't do nothing petty no more. Like, It ain't nothing petty. It's like, if it's something big, like, you know, my show on Club Nouveau, shouts out to Jad New, you know what I'm saying, for hollering at me. Club Nouveau, that's the next thing I got lined up, trying to do it big now, because I feel I got the stage presence, I feel I'm comfortable where I'm at. So now it's just time to, you know, go out there, do some shows, and get the street some material.
Yeah, know that. Okay, so we got the Anything Goes College Night Concert, you know what I'm saying, going down... Treacherous Music and Crime City Records presents April 1st, 2010 with performances by Bobby Treacherous, Creming Creep. Doors open at 9.
That's
real,
yeah.
Man. They're doing their thing now. I like the fly, too. The fly is, it ain't too, it's simple. The shit is simple. This is how I like to fucking do flies. One little ass picture, you know, throw a couple of people logos and shit, whatever, on one side, and then, you know, but the concentration of it is where the fuck is it going down there? What the date, where, you know, that's all you need to know. When, where, what, and what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know, pictures and all the other shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you ain't gonna need all that. But April 1st, so you got doors open at 9 p.m. with a $6 cover. Video mixing by DJ Alex and my homeboy DJ Special. Drink specials all night with $6 pitchers and $2 wells. Hit up 813-260-1550.
You're tired on here, right?
And that's going down at the Caribbean Hut at 4139 East Bush Boulevard, Tampa, Florida, 33617, right across the street from Mel's Hot Dogs. And, yeah, that's at the Caribbean Hut. Yep, it's going down. My old boy's doing their thing real big. Y'all be hearing me play Bobby Treacherous, you know what I'm saying? I play Crime City. I play pretty much everybody. And that's how we promote. And don't forget, we got the second annual 420 Piff Party, a.k.a. Touch the Mic Tuesday. It's going down. Regular Game Entertainment and Make It Happen Entertainment presenting at the Double Decker, April 20th, you know what I'm saying, 2010, 1001 West Cash Street, Tampa, Florida, 33606. Your boy Smells So Good and Party Time going to be on the ones and twos, hosted by world-famous comedian Meech Dog. We're going to be doing it real big, man. Free food, free blunts at the door. Free parking, free gifts throughout the night, you know what I'm saying? Pass is still on sale, $5 to April 1st to this Thursday, and then they go up to $10, you know what I'm saying, to the day of the event. No one will be getting in at the motherfucking door. This is a closed-door event, super private
closed
party. So if it's only 50 motherfuckers in that bitch, well, it's only 50 motherfuckers in that bitch burning it down.
There you go.
But there will not be any entries at the door. This is not a regular club night until the following Tuesday nights, which will be Touch the Mic Tuesdays from then on. If everybody know how to do my motherfucking smoke parties, it will fucking, if everybody know how to smoke, goddamn it, we smoke with the windows up, doors closed, goddamn it, hot box the building, or we're gonna hot box wherever the fuck we at, and that's how we gonna do. So let me give y'all a little info. We at www.uk-music.co.cc, which you probably don't have to put all that in there, but this is just one of many resources, you know what I'm saying, that you can use on this website. This website is actually dedicated to UK music, United Kingdom music. But they offer a lot of stuff on this site. You can upload your music. You can even, it says, has your track got potential to be featured on the UK music homepage? The best will be featured on the UK music homepage for 1 month. Click the link below to upload it. So, I mean, you can sit up here and upload your link. It's regardless, you know what I'm saying, if your shit makes it to the number one. Any place that you can upload your music that's outside of the motherfucking United States and people have a chance to hear it, you need to be on that motherfucker uploading it.
Real talk.
I mean, every single website, you just need to be going on and just up. If that bitch say upload a video, and you got a video, put a video on there. You know
hell
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Hell yeah, you ain't bullshit, dog. Hell yeah.
You know, every single opportunity is not one way to successfully, you know what I'm saying, break yourself as an artist or DJs to break you as an artist. You know what I'm saying? Throughout the internet. And it's definitely not by fucking email blast. Any of you motherfuckers think that's the fucking way to go, I'm going to be the first one to tell you that's some bullshit. Just because you got 100,000 motherfuckers to send the shit to, well, I'm one of them 100,000 that don't motherfucking look at no music that a bitch send me. Unless it's personal, sent by a manager or sent directly by the artist. Not a fucking email coalition blast team. You know what I'm saying? They don't even listen to your music. They just got it sent to them. So they just re-forwarding it out like a fucking, you know, spam forward on your phone or something. You know what I'm saying? and that's what motherfuckers are doing, man. You think that shit is cool. Get your music to over 300,000 people that we don't even know.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, I got 100 people in my goddamn contact list. I can send 100 people at a time. So if I know I'm sending to them 100 people, well, then I know them 100 people. I'd rather send it to 100 direct people, you know what I'm saying, than try to send it to 100,000 people only here in the United States. But I can be sending it, you know what I'm saying, to the Netherlands. I can send it over to the UK. I can send it, you know what I'm saying, over here to China or Korea or somewhere. We got Americans all around the world. That's what you got to remember, too. American people, or should I just say English-speaking people, are all the way around the fucking world. There's not one place, well, except for in the middle of the water, underneath the water or something. You ain't, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, might not be listening to your music, but anything topside, you know what I'm saying, you should be getting some listening ears. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what that's what it's all about, man. It's promoting around the world and getting outside your box, you know what I'm saying? So speaking of that, you know what I'm saying, we're going to take this thing on around the world because I just bought my ticket and I got to head to the UK.
Yeah.
And we got to fight the
United Kingdom.
Y'all already know, man, right here in the building, it's my nigga Ashwood, No Sleep Entertainment. We're going to go ahead and get into one of his cuts. This is Flight to Catch. So this is what y'all need to do, man. Get the fuck outside your box. Get your music around the world.
The world.
And I mean
the world.
The world. I have a coin, my
friend. Moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, got to figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch. My own friends wouldn't come to my $5 show.
Uh-huh.
When I blow, they be begging me to sit front row. Probably scream that I changed, cause I said no. Most of them fake, they wasn't rocking with me before.
Come on.
Used to have to pay the DJ to pump my song.
Later.
Used to have to wait last just to perform. Kid had to humble itself, I know what it is. It's sad cause most of these contests be rigged.
Really?
Wanna thank all producers for charging so much.
Uh-huh.
It's not a reason why I started making beats and stuff.
Yeah.
Wanna thank engineers for high studio time.
Thank
y'all got me on my grind. I built mine, had to wise up. Now I record for free. Attitude like you won't get rich off me. As I ride the beat like Rockwalla with him.
Uh-huh.
Motivated cause I used to deal with favoritism. I'm on a roll moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. boy, I got a flight to catch. You can catch me at the open mic shutting it down. Y'all ass would no sleep, the talk of the town. Hear my name ring bells like the stock exchange. The flow make noise like some pocket change. Can't see me, my style is tenant. I'm an artist, so I drew the door and put my foot up in it. Got the whole city hype like that's my jam. Grinding, trying to get my demo in the right people hands. Kid, I'm a problem, the streets ain't solved yet. High school, straight to the post like Garnett. Working 9 to 5, punching in and out. I'd rather be in the booth, punching in and out. Come on, so get out my way, I got a dream to chase. You could be the king, cool, make room for the ace. Move along now, I got errands to run. Yo, still waiting for your taxes to come. I'm on the road, moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch.
So this is what I want everybody to do, man. I want you to go to www.uk.music.uk, put a hyphen in there, music.co. Go there. That's one site, man. Upload your music. You know what I'm saying? Log on, too. Bring Ashwood back in here because everything I'm saying, man, is very key to y'all's success. I'm talking from DJ to artist, goddammit. And I'm going to read y'all some questions and answers that I answered today from Miss Buffy, aka Miss Mouse. She sent me she sent me a DJ question there. So I'm gonna give y'all a little more information. Then I'm gonna read how I answered this shit. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can get it from a DJ's point of view on how he feels. You know what I'm saying? A real DJ, because to me it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It used to matter to me that, you know what I'm saying, you can scratch vinyl and, you know what I'm saying, mix all this kind of shit. But really, that don't mean shit, because if you can't get on this goddamn computer and work your way around it, you obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I do more on my goddamn with my virtual DJ than I see any nigga do in the club. Any nigga do in the club. I do more with my little laptop than these niggas bringing all these big-ass CDJs.
Mm-hmm.
All this old big bullshit. I come in here with a little laptop and I make that motherfucker sound like 400 parties going on at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Because these niggas scared to. Right. They scared to work with it. They know that they want to upgrade, but then they don't want to upgrade their education. You know what I'm saying? On the equipment. That's another thing, too. At least as far as us as DJs. You know what I'm saying? You know, I came back from, you know, when I first started out, I was making tapes. You know what I'm saying? Tapes came, turned into CDs, and then, you know what I'm saying? And there you go. I didn't go from the tapes to the vinyl. You know, I went tape straight to CDs. So I was never that scrickety scratch motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But I can always put together some mixes, some hot mix tapes, you know what I'm saying? Or something that, you know, you can play in the club, which always been the stand now, you know what I'm saying? At least one of my qualities, you know what I'm saying? But what I always did prize myself, prize a DJ on, is the ability to be able to scratch records, you know what I'm saying, mix them simultaneously, basically do what Grand Evil doing, but with updated music.
Hell yeah, yeah.
You feel me? With updated music, because, I mean, he's still on that K-Wang with it and all that, you know what I'm saying, which it's got an appeal to the college crowd, that'll have an appeal. Like on Thursday nights, that'll have an appeal because they still into that music. You know what I'm saying? Our youth still listens to Milli Vanilli or Wood. You feel me? If we played the shit, because they ain't grew up on that. That's what we grew up on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's new music to them. You know what I'm saying? If we play that shit and they ain't never heard, they gonna be like, "Who was that? Oh, it's Milli Vanilli. I like that. I know, cause I like it. It's still good fucking music. Just cause they was fraud for the images, the music was real."
Yeah, the music never die out. If it's good music, it ain't gonna never die out.
And where did they blow up at? Where did they blow up at?
Mm-hmm. Wait, you talking about Milli Vanilli?
Yeah, they blew up overseas.
That was overseas,
they blew up in the UK before they sold billions. billions, and I say billions again, of records, you know what I'm saying, before they even brought their ass here to the United States. Well, before the United States took notice upon them and brought their ass here to destroy them. Because that's all they did. That was the whole plot and purpose of bringing Milli Vanilli to the United States. You know what I'm saying? After they found out the true meaning, because they already knew that they was lip syncing and shit before they, you know what I'm saying, brought them here. And then once they brought them here, then that's when they, you know what I'm saying, made their money off of them. And then turned around and put their dick in the dirt. They would have stayed over in the overseas. They would have been famous. They would have been able to do their thing and all that. What is this? Calling me on the back line. Hello. Oh, what's up, Dre? Oh, man, chilling like a villain. I'm on the radio right now. What's that? Okay. You want to switch your number up? All right. Everybody, this is Sir Master. You know what I'm saying? World. Sir Master World. Well, I mean, I'm going to be on the radio until like 2:30, you know what I'm saying? And after that, I'll be out on the block.
Lock.
Oh, yeah, what that is? Black panties?
Yeah, yo. I have some real, what's the word? I mean, energetic, excited, and, you know, stuff, you know? Like fun stuff, you know? Cool fun, big fun, all kind of fun. Humongous fun, excited fun. Yo, you want to put on your show, man? Trust me.
You know I'm open, brother. This show is open for entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Anybody like to be a part of the live entertainment, please. Let me.
Yes, sir.
Give me a call, man.
All right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to lock you in. I got you.
Yeah, all right, then.
All right, brother.
Bless.
Blessed love. You know what I'm saying? It's my homeboy, Sir Master, representing Jamaica right there, people. Yeah, I told you we all the way around the motherfucking world. Now, I could have told you that was a call from Jamaica, and y'all motherfuckers would have been like, what? But no, he right here in the 813, goddamn. He right here in the good old 813. Shouts out to Sir Master, you know what I'm saying, who was his, you know what I'm saying, partnership in the first black American bank, black-owned and operated bank that will be popping up in Tampa, Florida, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The Bank of Jamaica. We'll be popping up, man. We're gonna be getting it in.
Oh, that's it right there.
Where the hell is you at, man? This motherfucker here, y'all.
You know, she was bad, dog. You want
to. Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
Motherfucker, hey.
I know I need new one.
We call this motherfucker,
hello,
y'all. Y'all
I'd like to speak to Ms. Kinkle. First name,
Ivana.
Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Yeah. Paul Sequence is Ferguson. Who the hell has delivered a nation? All right, well, fuck it. You get some free promo. Let me tell you motherfucking show host something, though. If y'all come into my motherfucking chat room, don't just drop your goddamn link. Speak. You know what I'm saying? Come in the motherfucker and be like, hey, how y'all doing? And then drop your shit. But just don't drop your link and then get the fuck on. I don't even dig that type shit. You know what I'm saying? But Deliver the Nation, you have been goddamn put out there. www.blogtalkradio.com. / Deliver the Nation, you know what I'm saying? It's going down out there. Ash Will, where the hell you at?
Oh, I'm over here, man. I got a flat tire and shit, so I'm over here. Fixing the tire. But I want to holler at you about something, because DJ Smooth called me yesterday, and he was like, because I sent him one of my new songs, Foot in the Door. And he was like, yo, man, what's up? Yo, Ash Will, you dissing DJs and all that. And I was like, nah, what it is that I got a line in the new song, and I say, it's too many DJs, not enough turntables. And basically, he was like, Asher, why you diss me like that? I was like, nah, what it is that DJs, they go through the same thing as artists. You see what I'm saying? Like, you ever notice that, Smelly, since you've been DJing, it's a whole lot of motherfucking DJs, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody they like, mama. Everybody
they mama DJ on that line. So you feel me? That line was for all the DJs that I fuck with who feel like that. You know what I mean? Because my man Smooth, he was like, yo, Ashwood, you this the DJ. I was like, nah. I said, that's for y'all because, you know, I'm y'all voice because y'all DJ. So I know y'all feel like us, like, being I'm an artist, I feel it's a whole lot on everybody want to rap now. Everybody got studios. Everybody got beats.
Yeah.
So the DJ.
And that's the part.
Everybody
want to
fucking DJ. That's why I said too many DJs, not enough turntables. You feel me? Like, everybody want to DJ, but it's not enough fucking turntables for motherfuckers to DJ. You know what I'm saying? So that line, I was just speaking up for all my real DJs. I had to be their voice and say that. You know what I'm saying? But Smooth was telling me, it's not like I'm dissing a DJ. And I was like, hell, motherfucking no, I ain't dissing a DJ. I was like, shit, a DJ is the people you need. But I had to stand up for the DJs. That's why I said that line. And I was just like, too many artists with booths, too many lines, whatever happened to the truth. You know what I'm saying? Too many DJs, not enough turntables. I had to put it out there. So that's one of them lines where you hear, and it sounds like a diss, but it's really bigging up the DJs. Like, because DJ not going to just straight up say it. The DJ is the DJ to play the music. But as an artist, I feel I had to speak for the DJs because I know they just like us. And just like everybody want to rhyme, everybody trying to DJ, and they mother trying to DJ, and they really don't know what the fuck they doing. You feel me?
Yeah.
You get them a set of turntables, and they can't do shit. That's not a real DJ. You know what I'm saying? A real DJ, not to take it back to the turntables. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days and scratch that bitch. But Smooth hollered at me, and I was just like, wow, I wonder if any of my other cool DJs felt I was dissing them. I was like, nah, hell no.
You just heard what I said. If a real DJ is the one that can work the turntables.
There you go.
I don't care how you want to look at it.
That's real talk. When I grew up, that's what it was. My father was the DJ. That's what it was. Now they got all this technology now, and anybody and their mother could DJ. You feel me? With all this technology, you just press one button, and they got about 50 songs playing now. But back in the day, it wasn't like that.
Yeah, doing all of it for you. Hey, check this out. We finna make a quick call, man. We finna call Miss Mouth, a.k.a. Miss Buffy.
Shout out to Buffy.
We finna get her in on this. Hold on one second.
If she pick up, Miss Mouth don't never answer her phone. Well, I'll be calling her. Yeah, get the flat tire fixed. I'll be good. That was all you gonna say to me, man? It's okay.
The Miss Mouth time in association with East Exit Film. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and your phone call will be returned shortly. If you're calling in regards to the Digital Film School, please send an email to eastexitfilm@gmail.com. That's EASTEXITFILM@gmail.com. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Hey, this message for Miss Mouth. Hey, this DJ Smells So Good calling you from Reckoning Game Radio. Got a question for you. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get some answers from you. Hit me up at area code 347-237-5125 within the next hour if possible, because I'm live on the show 12:30 to 2:30 today. So if it's possible, you know what I'm saying, please give me a call back.
Got
some question to answer. Pertaining to is UK the way, you know what I'm saying, is promoting independent artist music overseas and in the UK an important move
to
an artist's career.
So
hit me back with
message now, press pound to reap.
No, not all day, not all day.
Message has been sent. Thank you for
that'll work. All right, check this out. Before I get into my other second half, you know what I'm saying? You already know what I got to get into the first half of. Got to get a little bit up, people. Just a little bit. Y'all know what time it is.
We're having a baby boy.
Ain't shit good on the motherfucking internet. Not good on your motherfucking FM AM radio.
Yeah, I know it's very hard, right?
It's all on right here, y'all.
Yeah,
Yes, you're very friendly.
You're just hungry.
It's business. I got to tell Kelly, shouts out to my kill. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Shouts out to Devin Daly, you know what I'm saying? Who up in this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying? Let me beam her ass up, you know what I'm saying, real quick. Hold on.
Hard beamer.
Yeah, I'll put a hard beamer, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I got hit with that hard band. I know you like hard,
oh,
girl, so,
on.
You know. Huh? All right, and she want to hear a throwback before the news, man. I got to play y'all a special clip. This is live. Y'all can go to YouTube, though. Go to, matter of fact, yeah, go to YouTube. Y'all want to see the shit, too. It's YouTube.com/DJ.
Ready?
Oh, yeah. Smell so good. And then look for the clip. Okay. Click on that. Look for the clip of Old Man Gets Cussed Out.
Yeah, you said Old Man Gets Cussed Out.
Yeah, well my home girl from Texas, she wants to hear that little clip again. You know, how we represent down here in Florida for our old people. How we respect our elders, you know what I'm saying? This is how we respect all of our elderly people. This is how we do it. Gotta love the elderly. Crazy motherfuckers. I mean, here we go, people. We're going live. This is from Coco's Lounge Gone Wild, a.k.a. Club Parking Lot Pimpin' at its finest. You know what I'm saying? I figure out who the fuck this dude is. That's this old ass old man out. If y'all want to see the live art video, go to YouTube. Check it out on video on YouTube. Here we go.
Let me get five on number three.
Everything over there is called Coco's property. So I don't give a fuck about Coco. Fuck you. Get that home. Anything you fuck ass niggas want to do, you bitches can break. Hell, you ain't your whole ass son. Get your bitch ass out of here with that fuck shit. Fuck you too. Fuck y'all want to do. Come over here.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
I got some for all you people. All you people, come out here. Go get your family, fuck, boy. Shut all y'all pussy ass up. Fuck you. Bitch ass nigga, fuck you.
Oh,
man,
hell. Hell, yeah, I'm gonna start calling and requesting that shit. I'm gonna start requesting that shit right there, though.
Hey, if y'all go to YouTube, man, y'all see the old man in question, man. You know what I'm saying? Old punk ass motherfucker from Chicago coming down here thinking motherfucker in the South sleeping or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't with that bullshit, man. It ain't about where you from, motherfucker. It's where you at. You know what I'm saying? He come down here with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the thing of it is, I'm on private property, people. You feel me? If you go to YouTube, you'll see the little lot where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? And I'm over there selling my little blunts and stuff like that. But I'm advertising for my 420 party, which is at another club. So that's the whole reason for this Geritol, big gay needing ass motherfucker to bring his old decrepit ass out there and fucks with the wrong one. He about to get his ass pushed down. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got the swing on y'all. Push your old ass down. Say, you get the fuck out of here. Kick you in your ass. But I was trying to be respectful. You know what I'm saying? That's why the Spanish dude came and pulled his ass on. And La Bomba'd his ass on because he was about to get served up.
He about to lullaby his ass.
Yeah. And I ain't want him. I want him bringing punk ass songs out here. Well, I still, you know what I'm saying, got something for. But them punk-ass niggas don't want to motherfucking bring their bitch ass out of the motherfucking building. And when they do, they quiet as church mouse. So, it's all good. I'm about my motherfucking business. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about no bullshit.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you, Marlboro, man. Yeah. So anyways, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about is the UK the weight. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big right here. Start shit smelling. Probably got my homeboy Ashwood in the building. And basically, well, matter of fact, let me ask, because I know Deb Daly, she got musical contacts up there in Texas. Deb, asking you a question, though. Do you got musical contacts overseas? You got any contacts overseas? You know what I'm saying? I'll let your boy let me know. And shouts out to everybody out there in Texas, you know what I'm saying, listening to the crazy motherfuckers down here in Florida. Come on down. Got plenty of room for you. Got plenty of room for you. You know what I'm saying? One thing you might want to watch out for is don't go broke. We got something for you.
In the game of checkers in life, sometimes you make the wrong move and get jumped. If you made the wrong move and need money fast, we're here to capitalize on that. Some people are destined to make the wrong move over and over again. It's okay. It's all right. What are possessions in life's treasures if you can't cash them in during a self-imposed crisis? At Abigo Brokerage and Pawn, we'll secure the funds you need for any collateral items you can get your hands on. Just bring in your stock, jewelry, electronics, munitions, dust, automobiles, power tools, home movies, children, exercise equipment, pets, coin collection, or your spleen, liver, or kidney. We'll give you cash on the spot. After all, some habits are expensive. We don't need proof of ownership. We're about the most basic exchange. Goods for money. We'll buy anything, including your dignity. Abigo Brokerage and Pawn.
Abigo Brokerage.
Don't forget to check out DJ Smells Good on the corner of 34th Shelton Street in Seattle, Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap and slow jam.
And my favorite.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smells So Good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail as well. I'm going to fuck up now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Trade for life.
Let me get some of that. SFL is in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Right on. Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFNVisions. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah,
Tampa,
bitch.
Let me let y'all hear something exclusive, too. Hold on. I got another exclusive clip to play for y'all real quick. Coming to you live from Club Parking Lot Pimpin'. Hold on, at its finest. There we go. Yeah, y'all hear it live, goddammit. That's live.
Live.
In person. Let me beam my motherfucking homeboy, a.k.a. Mr. Parking Lot, pimping his motherfucking self up real quick. Y'all hold on, people. Give me one El Segundo. You know what I'm saying? And he just blew in a motherfucking tsunami up in this mofo flipper. What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, brother, you know,
everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Got Tsunami in the building. Hey, man, we've been getting a lot of a lot of popular requests for the cuss the old man out clip. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got a couple of states. Yeah, man, been putting Bobby Love ass on the map. And it's been getting a little wild out there, man. We got the Netherlands checking out. The Washington D.C. We got a goddamn capital checking this shit out. Obama might hit a shit. Damn, they're doing it like that down there. We'll have to make a reform.
It is what it is. Yeah.
Old motherfuckers better reform their motherfuckers to get some respect, goddammit. Got nothing to do with age when it comes to respect, people. Remember that. Got nothing to do with no motherfucking age, shit. Better respect a 5-year-old. He kick you in your motherfucking nuts and earn his. Pow! Told you motherfuckers stop fucking with me. All right.
My bad.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. Sue, what's happening today, buddy?
Man, it is what it is.
Yeah,
it is what
it
is, man.
Yeah.
Brother, just checking in, you know what I'm saying, making sure everything all right. I see you doing what you do, and you do it real good. Keep it doing. You heard me?
Well, you know, shit, I'm just bringing it to you from around the world. You know what I mean? The world. Don't over here quote handcuffs. Yeah, you know that, man. Hey, shouts out to sponsors today. Premium Lager. Good old Heineken straight out the fucking can with a straw.
Oh,
and,
man.
Economical pressure.
Yeah.
Don't got to have that. We're taking it back. Brother, yeah, you in tune to the Nutty News. I don't know if you're going to stick around, you know what I'm saying? We into the news right now.
Yeah, I'm going to tune in, listen. I just checked in. You know, I'm in and out. You know, it is what it is.
All right, that's what time it is, y'all. That tsunami, just what a storm do. Come in and go out, goddammit. Huh? Yeah. Fort Hancock, Texas. Wow. Mexicans are fleeing. Yeah. Into Texas to escape drug cartels. Okay. How the hell you going to... How you going to go from the drug capital to the drug state of the world?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Right, bitch, you can't run away from dope, motherfucker, to the border of Modo. At least 30 residents of El Porvenir, located about 4 miles from the Texas border of Fort Hancock, have crossed into the U.S. and asked for political asylum, telling authorities that they fear for their lives. We just got word that the cartel has threatened to kill children in schools across the border unless parents paid 5,000 pesos, said Mike Doyle, chief deputy sheriff of Hudspeth County. God damn. That crazy shit there, boy. You motherfuckers ain't playing. Y'all either give up the cheese, bitch, or we killing your motherfucking kids.
You say you gonna kill a kid?
Damn. Yeah, that's what they talking about, the drug cartel. That's why they running. All right, can't give y'all no awards for that. That's fucked up. Over here in New York, you know what I'm saying, all my New Yorkians. Budget cut means more rats for New York City.
Oh, man, more rats?
If
they
y'all
got enough
already
up
didn't
there.
Have enough, I don't say. Mama tell me them bitches look like cats and shit. Like, nah, nigga, y'all got cats.
Yeah, they look like cats.
Bitch,
yeah,
we
that's
got
how they look.
We got
yeah.
Crats. These bitches is crats. These is cats mixed with rats. The New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene is slashing the number of pest control aides in an effort to save $1.5 million. Yeah, 57 out of 84 full-time pest control aide positions will get the axe. The cuts are part of the health department's effort to meet a mandated 15% budget reduction to help close a $2 billion budget gap for the city. Well, that means the hood ain't going to get motherfucking services. No more. Yeah, that's right. All that's saying. Y'all motherfuckers can get the goddamn rats stacked up on you. So you better watch your ass, rats, residents of the rats. So we get a little, who this is, Acafool. I just want in the background, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to what, at Cox Radio, Cox somebody that came in, HOX KOX, whoever the fuck came in there. Shouts out to the guests who keep popping y'all ass up in here. Need to go sign the fuck up, but you all right right now. Fuck it. All right, y'all. Well, I keep telling you to send your music to the nuttiest fucking place on the world.
UK.
In the world.
The UK. UK.
Where a man broke. Man broke into woman's home to frame husband for child porn. Yeah. A man has been sent to prison after he attempted to force his way into a female colleague's life by breaking into her house and framing her husband for downloading child pornography.
I've been in here that long. Yeah, go that long.
Ika Kartunen, who was born in Finland, became obsessed by a co-worker in hope that he could forge a relationship with her if he could break up her marriage. Sorry there, Ackafool. You have to give it out an award. And the first award of the day goes to you.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know, I mean, the breaking in somebody's house to get onto their computer.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how nerderific fucking are you? You know what I'm saying? You fucking nerderific.
That's just too nutty.
You really just oh, look at here. And you forced you to get into a bitch life. Not that you know what I'm saying, tweeted the bitch to death or something. You know, he ain't want to take that route first. He ain't want to tweet MySpace ass to death or something. He want to goddamn go and put some child porn on the shit. So that means you into the shit, too.
Yeah,
and you putting the shit on there.
Wow,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, imagine that, boy. All right, we still in the nutball. Where a pet shop owner is fined for selling a goldfish to a boy. Yeah. Her offense was unwittingly sell a goldfish to a 14-year-old boy taking part in a trading standards sting. At most pet shop owner Joan Higgins, 66, expected a slap on the wrist for breaking new animal welfare laws which ban the sale of pets to under 16 years old. Under 16 year old.
Wow.
What the fuck for? What, they eating the motherfuckers or something? Instead, great grandmother was taken to court, fined, placed under curfew, in order to wear an electronic tag for 2 months.
Oh, God damn, man.
I'm telling y'all, this is the motherfucking nuttiest place on the goddamn planet. If you don't fucking believe me, move there so I can read about your ass in the headlines.
Yeah.
All right, good old.
I can read about your ass.
Yeah, for real. Oh, y'all motherfuckers ain't never made it in the headlines in your own spot. Go to the UK and drop it like it's hot. Yeah, I'll be reading about you. All right. We're in the New York area once again. Shouts out to everybody, all my New Yorkers. Where a customer crawls through drive-thru for a fish sandwich. What? Okay.
For what?
Police said, hey. You know your people's dog. You know your people. God damn. Police said the customer crawled out of his car and into the drive-thru window to get his fish sandwich after slapping the McDonald's employee in the face. His Filet-O-Fish was taking too long at 4:30 in the morning, said South Brunswick Police Detective Sergeant James Ryan. After he slaps him, he takes his food. Well, he was smart. Shit. Bitch, what you going to wait, you know what I'm saying? And let him piss on your food? Hell nah. I would have did the same shit. I probably would have took my food first, then slapped his ass, though. He looked ass back.
Oh,
he had to clearly be drunk. I mean, you crawled out of your car up to the window. Do y'all normally do that in New York? Oh, man. Over here in Clearwater, shouts out to down the street, you know what I'm saying, right down the street, Clearwater, Florida,
where a man shoots dog.
Yeah, after argument with wife. That sound like some old country bunk shit motherfuckers do down here. Shoot your car up, shoot up fucking dogs, and shoot the fence up and all this old dumb shit. They ain't even to shoot another motherfucker, because, bitch, it's 10-20 life down this motherfucker here. I don't know about y'all other sister-ass states with all these old motherfucking, you know, shoot 400 people and then we give you 8 years and shit. Bitch, y'all ass shoot a dog down here, nigga, that's 10 years. Let it be a human, that's 20 to life. They ain't even fucking around. Police, while responding to reports of gunshots, found a dead dog and a passed-out owner in a Clearwater backyard. Police learned Soloviev had an argument with his wife earlier, and she left the house. He began drinking and became extremely intoxicated instead of smoking some weed. And eventually turned the gun on the pup. Had he smoked the marijuana, he would have not have done that. That is not in the headlines, people. When police found Soloviev in his backyard, it appears he was in the process of burying the police dog when he passed out. You guys know that's an award. You know that's a motherfucking award, people. If he don't get a fucking award, you motherfucker, you son of a...
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And he gets cussed out for killing the damn dog.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
All right. And we're back. Continuing on. We're soldiering on. Yeah. Check it out when you can. Chat roulette. All right. Check that out.
I got big original lady.
Shouts out to Heavenly Angel, Sinai, chilling up off up in her. Jeff Daly for coming through, blessing the bridge, you know what I'm saying, with her blessed ass. All right, we're going over here to Arizona, where
Arizona.
Rabbit on the menu causes outcry. Yummy, give me 4 rabbit's feet. Cafe Boa and Boa Bistro have touched a nerve with their plans to serve a rabbit-based menu on Easter Sunday. Executive Chef Peyton Curry, who planned the menu, said they had received more than 100 emails and messages about their plan. Last night, he said the messages were running about 80 to 20 against the menu. By this afternoon, though, it had more or less evened out. I'll be there to get a little cottontail. Nah, they got Peter Rabbit on the grill and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucked up. Rabbit's foot, hot off the grill. Rabbit's foot. Fuck it. Let me get 4 of them. All right, we back in Nutball Land. We're UK people, UK, act like you don't fucking know. UK. Sex change killer. Yes, to wed lesbian murderess. What the kind of shit y'all got going on, man? Strangler Douglas Wakefield, 61, has won permission to get hitched in the prison chapel. Lags will be guest at the civil partnership ceremony as the beast, who underwent a taxpayer-funded gender reassignment and is now called Ty, recites vows with mom of 3, Thelma Purchase, 45, a fellow lifer. You see what your taxpayers' money, see? That's why y'all pay taxes. Yeah. Some motherfuckers get sex changes in prison and shit. What the fuck else, man? All right. Over here in Omaha. Woman screamed terrorist while on airliner. She got her ass whooped. A flight that left San Francisco headed for Washington, D.C., headed for Heavenly Angel.
Yeah, made an unplanned stop at Omaha's Epley Airfield after a passenger screamed, "Terrorist!" while pointing at flight attendants and pushed her way into first class. God damn. Have been wanting to be in first class that bad? Maria Rita Manzoni was charged Tuesday in the U.S. District Court in Nebraska with interference with cabin or flight crew. If convicted, she could be fined or imprisoned up to 20 years. Damn. I ain't gonna give you no award. I would, but I have something else that can get the award. Because we're back in New York, where a man jumps to death from the Empire State Building. Yeah. Authorities say a 21-year-old man has plunged to his death in an apparent, what the fuck else was it? Shit. In an apparent suicide, jump off the Empire State Building during the evening rush hour. Why the fuck do you even need to, bitch? Don't matter what time. You could have did that shit like at slow peak hour, and bitch, you still fucked up. The third Empire State Building, the Empire State Building is the third tallest building in the United States. More than 30 people have committed suicide at the building since it opened in 1931. Well, you get your award, young man. Not only did you achieve death, you got an award after death. Isn't that special?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Man. How many awards will we hand out today, people? How many? All right. Let's keep it moving. Smooth it out a little bit. This is Justice Overall in the background. This right here. Yeah. Chatroulette.com. People, check it out. www.chatroulette.com. You don't know how to spell roulette? Don't fucking check it out. Naples, Florida. DUI suspect is arrested in fluffy slippers. Yeah, isn't that cute? Florida authorities said a man arrested for alleged late-night intoxicated driving was wearing fluffy white slippers when he was pulled over by deputies. The Lee County Sheriff's Office said Troy Reuter, 40, was pulled over after he was noticed weaving around the road and nearly striking a curb. Well, people, speaking from experience, I cannot give him an award for that. Yeah. I done tore my goddamn mirror off. I done ran into shit. I done bust. I done did all kind of shit under the influence of drinking and not marijuana. Hey, what does that tell you, people? Smoke some weed today. All right. Over here in Paris, France, robbers tunnel into bank. Yeah. Robbers tunneled their way into the vault of a Parisian bank at the weekend and cracked almost 200 private safes. The gangsters tied up the security guard at a Credit Lyonnais branch on Paris's Avenue del L'Opera before digging through a series of cellars to reach the vault, police said. Damn, boy, they harder than a motherfucker. But see, that's y'all stupid motherfuckers for having all y'all goddamn financial institutions linked to each other with hotels and all those other kind of stupid shit. And then you turn around and make movies like Bank Job and all the other kind of dumbass movies that just show people how to fucking do the shit. Stupid. Wow. Y'all man, come on. No. The bank gets the award for that one. All right? All you banks in Europe or however you motherfuckers is built up, if y'all shit got fucking, yeah, y'all deserve this award because that just makes no sense, man. The bank job showed this shit.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
To get your shit stolen on y'all day off. Because I know y'all motherfuckers came in the motherfucking building and was blown like a motherfucker. Like, what the fuck? This shit happened in reality. Yeah, they pull a real bank job on you motherfuckers. All right, check this out, y'all. I'm on quick El Segundo. Let me click on this real quick. Let me check out Chat Roulette. Chat Roulette. Welcome to the world of Chat Roulette. This application has peer-to-peer connection and configure shit accordingly. If you don't want to see the webcam, okay, rules, you must be 16 or older. Please stay clothed. Right. And please click if you don't like what you see. Okay. So what the hell is? Click new game to start. What the hell is it? Let's find out. You must enable your webcam. All right. That's not fun. Oh, I gotta hook my cam up and stuff. Oh, okay. Hold on, we'll play some old roulette, lady. Wait for one El Segundo. Let's see, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 left, people. 8 left. Yeah. Check this out. Starting at the top. The last 8 of the day. Dun-dun-dun. Death threats for IRS employees. Yeah. After health bill approval. In Washington, D.C., the federal government is investigating dozens, which should be hundreds of death threats, to IRS employees that have been posted online since the House passed the health care bill. The healthcare law has sparked protests on radical anti-tax and anti-government websites. Some writers have labeled March 21st the day the House passed the bill, Bloody Sunday. And they see it as a call to violent action against IRS workers. Wow. IRS workers better watch your ass. Better get pistoled up. Charleston, South Carolina, a parrot finds new life as tour guide. Yeah, a parrot rescued from a shelter now serves as a guide at a tour in Charleston. According to the Charleston Pirate Tours Company, Captain Bob, a blue and gold macaw doesn't have a tour guide license, but is quickly becoming one of the most requested tour guides in Charleston. Eric Lavender, owner of the Pirate Tours, and his family adopted Captain Bob in May 2006 from Bird Love Avion Sanctuary in Columbia. Why the fuck did that make the news? Who the fuck knows? There you go. It's nutty anyways. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Man who cooked dog. Yummy. It's been sentenced to 6 years, people. Man, that's fucked up. How you gonna cook a dog? I'm gonna play some Rita Shelby, y'all. Let's play some Rita Shelby. Right before that, this is for all my computer people out there, man. I sympathize with you, right? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of you motherfuckers done got computers and shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, y'all ain't even know. You ever met a person like that? Didn't know how to use the computer? They got the computer. Wanted to get on the motherfucker, but didn't know how to use the bitch. Well, this one's for you.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click. Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. Maybe I... No... Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing?
Open application and use what application? I can't even start any applications.
All now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
And that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? I used to work for CompuServe and AOL, and I promise you, that's how I got paid, $14 an hour, because motherfuckers just like that, sitting at the house, didn't know what the fuck going on, what's the price of rice in China, didn't know a goddamn CD-ROM drive from a cup holder, and these are real fucking people now. So that to me is a true commercial. Moving on, people. Moving on. This is Rita Shelby in the background, a little sour citrus. In Green Bay, Wisconsin, a Green Bay man convicted, yeah, after his ex-girlfriend found her puppy dead in a hot oven, has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. Yeah. Brown County judge told 32-year-old Terry G. Kleiman his actions were despicable. The woman arrived home and found her apartment filled with smoke and the five-month-old Pekingese's body in the oven. Man, you don't get an award for that. You get cussed out for that, though. That was fucking wrong, dog. You don't, well, I mean, dude, couldn't even use dog in that situation. Yeah. But this one's for you, pal. Here you go. Where's your Here you go, brother. Here's your award.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Yeah. I'm a dog lover. I'm an animal lover. You know what I'm saying? Love animals, all kind of animals. So cruelty to animals, people, it's not the way to go. All right. Kick yourself before you kick someone else. This is animal, that is. Getting back into Rita. Oh, yeah. She's groovy. Let's go. Over here in Australia, shouts out to my Australian co-host, Ms. Tasha Triple X, where Australia reveals prototype for bionic eye. Yeah, the device, part of which is surgically implanted in the eye, is designed for patients suffering from degenerative vision loss caused by the genetic condition retinitis pigmentosa, or age-related macular degeneration. It consists of a miniature camera mounted on glasses that captures images and sends them to a processor where the wearer keeps in their pocket. Cyborgs, people. They are making cyborgs. Dun, dun, dun. All right. NASA data worse than climate gate data. Yeah. NASA was able to put a man on the moon, which they claim they put a man on the moon, people. You know, you saw a lot of controversy by saying that type shit. I don't think they put a man on the moon. How the fuck do I know? I wasn't at NASA or on the motherfucking moon. And it didn't do shit for me, so fuck it. We did it, we did it, we didn't, fuck it. We still can get there now. But the space agency can't tell you what the temperature was when it did. My recommendation to you is continue using NCDC's data for the U.S., means and East Anglia data for the global mean. NASA's Dr. Rito A. Rudy told the reporter, NASA's temperature data is worse than the climate gate temperature data. Right. Good old Florida. Right here in my hometown. Probably down the street somewhere. Because this sounds like some old Florida type shit. Woman robs bank, citing it was on her bucket list. And everybody remembers the old movie, The Bucket List, where what the old pasty two dudes made the the list of all the shit that they was going to do. Who the hell is that? Morgan Freeman and fucking, what the hell that old goddamn, the dude that played the judge, the fucking Joker and shit. Y'all know his name. That dude. What's on your bucket list? Well, for a Florida woman who says who she suffers from leukemia and bipolar disorder, robbing a bank was something she wanted to do before she dies. Patricia Edwards, 51, walked into a Bank of America branch last week in Sanford, Florida, and handed a teller a note demanding money. Now, your dumbass probably going to die in jail, bitch. Put that on your bucket list. You know what I'm saying? Is that on your bucket list? All right. Well, shouts out to Miss Computer Lady over there in Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Because we in Cleveland, Ohio, to be exact. Man fleeing police jumps fence into woman's prison. Now, y'all, I just read yesterday where the stupid motherfucker was running and jumped his ass into prison, period. How the fuck do you jump into a prison? You don't see barbed wire and all this shit around? All right, fuck it up. Police say a motorist fleeing officers in Cleveland abandoned his car and jumped a fence, landing in what turned out to be a prison yard. Garfield Heights' police say they say the chase started in that suburb over a traffic violation and reached speeds of up to 90 miles per hour. Damn, boy, everybody keep getting the war today. Here you go.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah, people, you know, don't get mad. Just give people awards, all right? Just give them their awards and let it, you know, keep moving. Just give them their awards. Keep it moving. All right, here we go, people. We got somebody leaving. Oh, okay. We got Cyanide back up in the building. Welcome. Welcome. To das. Starts with smelly price. That's German, y'all. We going into Russian next week, though. Time to learn language Tuesday. Don't forget. Y'all need to tune in. Right here in... Oh, no, that was it. All right. Damn, I keep doing that. All right, that was it. Cleveland, Ohio wrapped it up for us. Yeah, that was cool. All right. Well, let me run this back then. Shit. Fuck. Nutty News of the Day has been brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news. And like I say, man, don't believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. That's real. And this is the UK The Way Wednesday. Promoting your music outside the box is the best way to go, man. Get into one Ashwood song. We're coming back.
You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You had the bacon soda when you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You had the bacon soda when you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We getting money. Any party that's popping, I'm on a scene. Somebody please pass me a towel. I'm so clean, clean. Rosé and hell green. The kid trying to make reality my dream, dream. No sleep, that's my team. Smoke with your boy Ashwood, I might steam, steam. In a coupe with that lean. Cross hang down to my belly, the chain mean, mean. Lil' homie, I got it locked. Pass the egg beater, cause my style straight drop. Women classy like Coco Chanel. Uh-huh. Independent, put a pole for the bell. Won't tell. I stand for something, won't fall for nothing. I got you open off my introduction. When it comes to the music, I put my heart, mind, body, and soul. Uh-huh. Give me your ears if you want a bankroll. I told them. They put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the
the white stuff in like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda and you dry the product out. That's what it's all about. We getting money.
I'm feeling like the headliner, so quote that. I'm in a good mood as I hop in a throwback. Pretty thing with me. Grab my coat from the coat rack. About to leave shorty cause a friend asked more fat. You hesitate? I know how to approach that. Pulled out the cush. She like where we could smoke at.
What?
On the interstate. Mommy so roll ass. She said a man whack. He don't know where the hole at.
Nah.
Fall back. I'm in the zone like a touchdown. I'm guaranteed to have the streets hype this time around. I got them all sick cause my name buzzing. Better hold on to your seats, kid. I'm coming, I'm not leaving, so get used to me. Lady spot me up in the club, get loose for me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice. Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets.
Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we getting money.
Let me say it again, baby. Hey, hey, oh my.
pretty lady.
Only God loves you more. Only God loves you more. Baby, baby, baby. Only God loves you more. Let me say it again, baby. Hey, only God loves you more. Oh, my, 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 my. Hey, yeah. Only God loves you more. And I do.
What's good, what's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Count me in for all of that. My sight, count me in for all of that.
Just want to eat so bad.
as I walk through the door. From a long day of work, can you do a special favor? Now, baby, I'm not trying to be so picky, but girl, I'm kind of starving. Can you feed me? It doesn't matter, as long as it's good and it's gonna fill my stomach, and that's all I want. Can you satisfy my needs and I'll return the favor? We can do whatever that you want to do, baby. So your wish is my command. And girl, I got a question. Can you feed a hungry man? Want a full course meal? Don't want no takeout, and I want it in my mouth. Been waiting all day, cause I love when you cook, when you cook in your lingerie. Can you feed me? Girl, I'm starving.
I'm starving.
Want some loving. Can you feed me?
Can you feed me?
Tell me what you're gonna do. Tell me what you're gonna
make.
Girl, I need that special taste. Can you feed me? Girl, I'm starving.
I've been waiting.
Want some loving. Can you feed me? Cause my appetite is crazy, and I need something to eat. Without you in my system, my body gets weak. Now it's time to switch. You remember I told you that I'll return the favor, and I always keep my promises. Can I do something to your body that brings you satisfaction? Now it's time for dessert, and I want some ice cream. Can I lick it up over your body? Wanna lick you up and down like a merry-go-round. Cause I love that little noise, girl, that ooh, I sound shouting. Can you feed me? Girl, I'm starving.
I'm starving.
Want some loving. Can you feed me?
Can you feed me?
Tell me what you're gonna do. Tell me what you're gonna say. Cause girl, I need that special taste. Can you feed me? Girl, I'm starving.
I'm starving.
Want some loving. Can you feed me? Cause my appetite is crazy, and I need something to eat. Without you in my system, my body gets weak.
Can you feed me?
Girl, I'm starving.
I'm starving.
Want some loving. Can you feed me?
Cause I wanna.
Tell me what you're gonna
get you up.
Tell me what you're gonna make. Good girl, I need that special taste.
Let me.
Can you feed me? Girl, I'm starving. Without you in my system, my body can't.